Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
You're waiting for it. I can't do it if you're anticipating it.
Was getting to me.
I can't do it if you're anticipating it.
All right. So I will. I'm not waiting for it.
You're still waiting for it.
Damn it. I'll look
balls.
Away.
See, there, so now I'll, you weren't, I'll you weren't anticipating away. It that time. There you go.
Well, on that note, welcome to the show, everyone. We are at episode number 150 of the Metal Geeks podcast.
150.
I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
George motherfucking Tripsis.
And Dave's not here tonight, man. He's busy working.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going around.
That work?
Work.
That's going around. I heard that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty rough out there.
That sucks. I'm sure.
It's better to be busy than not busy.
I guess so.
Right?
Did they make any kind of like medicine you could take for that?
Yeah, it's called being poor.
No, well, that's not a good medicine. I don't like that medicine. So, how have you been, man?
Good. I've been really busy with work. I had my birthday recently.
That's right. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. I just had some dental work done that day.
Yeah, you got like a wisdom tooth or
no, it wasn't that bad.
Root canal, right? Is what you got?
No, not yet. No, I don't have a root canal to get done. I went back. They're doing like a deep cleaning, so they actually get underneath the gum, then they have to like numb your whole mouth and all that.
Oh, that would have been hilarious to see you watch eat pizza with your mouth numb.
And then that's probably what it'd have been like.
That would have been hilarious.
So I wasn't after it started to wear off. I was in a little bit of pain, but I got to go back next week for the second part. They can only do one side at a time.
Really?
They don't want to do your whole mouth at one time for
Why?
Some reason. I don't know.
I bet you if you paid them, they would do it. I mean, because they don't care. They just want money.
I think it's just a good place where they care about your comfort, maybe.
No, they just want money.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is the way they double tap.
They're still getting my money.
This time they're double tapping you for the...
No, actually, they're getting the same amount of money, just two different visits.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So instead of paying them just one visit, now you got to pay them for two visits.
But it's still the same amount of money.
Not necessarily.
No, it is.
Because you still got to pay for the office visit.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I have dental insurance.
Even on insurance, you still got to pay for the office, whatever.
I don't.
Oh, sure. Sure, you don't.
It's not coming out of my pocket. It's coming out of the insurance pocket.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't care.
Insurance is weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I've been good. Turned 33.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cracking into the very close to that mid-30s there. It's close.
I remember back in the day when I turned 33.
Back in the day. You act like that was a long time ago.
It was.
You're barely 40.
What do you mean barely?
You're 40.
No, I'm not.
41?
No. No, sir.
42?
No, sir.
45?
No.
I didn't think you were that old.
So you just turned 33?
Yeah.
Add 10 years to that.
So you're 43?
Yep.
Oh, see? Be 40 years ago.
Be 44 in October. That's a long time.
10 years ago.
How old were you 10 years ago?
23.
Exactly. You're a fresh baby out of high school.
No, I was in college. Yeah. High school, I was 18.
But you're still fresh out of high school.
Yeah. Yeah. I look like I was fresh out of high school. If I didn't have those little peach fuzz I have on my chin.
You're getting closer to your 40s now than you were from high school. That's scary.
Well, yes. You know. Closer to the grave than I'll ever be, I guess.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm closer to 50 than... So, high school for me was like 25 years ago. Yeah.
All right. I graduated in 03.
Yep. 93.
So, yeah.
I'm old. It's all right. Nothing you can do about it.
It's okay.
It means I was around for some good music and good movies and shit.
In the 90s?
Let's go there.
Huh?
I'm talking about late 80s.
Oh, late 80s. Yeah. Late 80s was great. Good era.
Yeah.
Good era for movies.
Yeah, not bad.
So what did we do for my birthday? We went and got pizza at Star Pizza, which is a very popular joint here in Houston. A whole bunch of friends. Even Dave and Valerie showed up, which was awesome. And then afterwards, we went into Joysticks and played some Vigima games. But man, that place was bumping that night.
Well, it's always busy, man.
Well, they're only open
two nights a week.
Yeah, the first and last Friday of every month is
so
how they
let's
operate.
Explain to people that don't live here in Houston and don't know what Joysticks is. Joysticks is
a pinball arcade.
Well, no, first of all, it's a pinball arcade place where you could actually go in there and purchase machines.
Yes.
During the week.
Or rent,
yeah. And
you can also rent out the whole room.
You can.
Yeah, for if you have a large enough party.
Which I worked at a company.
I probably should have done.
I've worked at a company where our holiday party was there rented out. That was awesome.
I probably should have done that for my birthday. I might do that next year.
That would be expensive, man.
I'll make y'all pay for each other. Everyone pay for themselves. I'm not going
to
pay for it.
Because you have to pay $15 to get in anyways.
Right. So,
but it's open.
Like, everyone paid $20.
It's open on like the first and last Friday of every month.
Yeah.
But there's a bar attached to it, so you can go
and
in there
and
get
alcohol.
And there's
a bar in the back now.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Is that sort of like a little tub of like beer?
Yeah, it's a tub, and they have drinks there too. But they if you want like mixed liquor, you gotta go next door,
yeah.
Which is all attached to the same building.
They have really cool, you know, old school arcade games. You
know? Oh, they even got new arcade games.
Like what? What's the newest thing?
The newest one I saw, and I played quite a bit of time, or waited quite a bit of time to play, was the new Ninja Turtles arcade, which is awesome.
What new Ninja Turtles arcade?
So it's the new TV the latest Ninja Turtles.
I didn't know they had this game.
And they turned it into an arcade, and it's very much of like...
Is it a beat-em-up?
It's like the old school one where it's like stages, you have to... But there's no like thematic story, unfortunately.
Oh.
It's just that, oh, we're in the sewer. Oh, we're in Krang's lair, you know.
Oh, yeah. So they didn't take like an iPhone game and make it an arcade game out of it?
Right, no.
That was a thing for
although a while. There are quite a few of those games at the place.
Which last time we were there, you were with us last time we were there.
Yeah, it was like, we went last winter, I think, right?
Yeah.
It was during the winter time.
And they had that Batman arcade racing game.
Yeah,
that game's pretty
awesome.
I played
that. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I went through all that Star Wars Battle Pod.
Yeah, they have that there, but this time they got rid of the pod part.
Oh, really?
And they just made it a flat screen now.
Oh, that sucks.
I think it plays just as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes up less space that way.
My wife couldn't find me. She's like, where are you at? She was texting
me.
I'm
in the pod.
I'm like playing the game and shit. I got out and there's all these messages. I'm like, sorry, I was in the pod, man.
And they got a whole bunch of new pinballs. And
did they have the Iron Maiden pinball yet?
I don't know, maybe. I don't play pinball as often.
Bally or Stern. I can't remember which company made it, but yeah.
I'm surprised how popular pinballs are. But
I might be going to a pinball museum sometime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be fun. It could be a lot of dinging.
Where is this at?
In Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas.
Yeah. There's a pinball.
Oh, that's right. You are going to Vegas at the end of the month, right?
Yep.
That's cool. I wish I had buku money to go to Vegas.
You don't need buku money, actually.
On the drop of a hat like you do. I want to be like you when I grow up, Gary.
You
can. I want to be rich and rolling in the dough like you are.
Okay.
Have my own show and everyone love me. That's what I want.
Speaking of my own show, I have a bit of news in the beginning of this show to talk about.
Oh, shit, you're firing me.
Sorry, dude. You got to go.
Damn it.
No,
it's been
but
real.
Better news than that is we are on Spotify now.
Are we really?
We are.
That's awesome.
So this is a little behind the scenes. We talked about this on MSRcast because I saw where was Podbean? That's who our host is, right? And I've been grandfathered in there for 5 or 6 years with I paid a certain amount of money per month and I got a certain amount of storage, right? So it turns out they're linked up with Spotify now where they would do all the submission for you. And I did that a long time ago and never got through. And I heard all my friends' podcasts were getting through to Spotify. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Talked to somebody and apparently I had to upgrade our account to the unlimited version, which truthfully only costs $4 more a month.
Holy shit, we totally are on there.
We
Look
are.
At that. Oh, but it's like MSRcast and Metal Gear.
Yep.
It's just like iTunes.
It's the same feed, so.
Cool.
And I paid the difference, submitted the show through the Podbean website. Within 4 minutes, we're up on Spotify.
Look at that. We're, you know.
You know what it takes?
Shaking and waking.
Takes money, apparently.
Yeah.
I wasn't giving them enough. Once I started giving them enough, they're like, all right, we'll do it.
Cool.
But yeah, we're on Spotify now, which I'm really happy for.
Yeah.
My only, I use Spotify every day of my life. My only complaint about podcasts on Spotify,
they're not easy to find.
No, they're easy to find. It's
if you know the name of the show.
Right.
If you're just browsing, it's hard.
Yeah. The other thing is if you're, say you're listening to the last MSR cast, right? And you go somewhere and you go inside to a movie, you come back out and you go back to Spotify, it doesn't save
the same
spot. Oh, it
doesn't save
your
spot?
Not that I found. I've had problems. Yeah, yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah.
iTunes does that.
Yeah, all the podcast apps I do, I but it's cool that we're on there anyways.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm excited for
it. It's a new avenue. I know they're really pushing hard on the podcast area for Spotify. So that's cool.
We're going to replace Chris Hardwick.
Well, I mean,
somebody's got
with
it.
All that legal trouble, we might get coming on the up and up.
That's right. Been podcasting longer than him, so.
That's right.
Yeah, just thinking about it.
And I'm pretty sure we're geekier than he is.
He's more nerdy when we're geeky.
Whatever. Semantics.
Yeah, he's not a nerdist anymore, but
he hasn't been for like 4 years now.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he sold that company a long time ago.
So this is 2018, right? I started my show in 2005.
Is this what we're doing? We're doing the history of podcasting with Gary Gordon?
I was just trying to figure out how many years it's been.
Oh, okay. You've been doing it longer than Kevin Smith.
You would have been 20 when I started my show. It makes you feel old. God damn it.
So what else have I been up to? I've been, I watched a few movies.
I have too.
Yeah.
I've been, let's talk about this. I binged watched a show on Netflix last weekend.
Yeah, what show?
Glow season 2.
I haven't seen season 2 yet. Okay. I like season 1 quite a bit.
I did too. I
even liked it so much, like, if had they ended it there, it would have been a good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think where they took it to, the natural progression for the storyline, there was an episode in season 2 where they pretty much recreated an episode of Glow.
Cool.
From like start to finish.
That's awesome.
I'm like, oh, this is great.
I never really watched the
I did a little
wrestling.
Bit. Apparently my wife watched it way more than I did, but I didn't. I watched it. I had a cousin growing up who's really into wrestling. So anytime I would go hang out with him when I was young.
He was like a WWE fan?
Yeah.
Or back
WWF,
then
yeah.
Well, back then it was WCW and WWF.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we would always watch it. We watched Glow. It was like on Saturday mornings, I think, something like that. I don't remember when it was on.
It was during the hours no one really wanted to watch.
I don't remember when it was on. Maybe it was a night show.
I think it was probably at nighttime.
Maybe it was.
That makes sense.
I don't really remember many of the characters, so I can't. But
I know the characters from the TV show.
Right, and there's a Netflix documentary on the original Glow. I might have to watch that. And
yeah. My interest for that has been.
But season 2 is really great.
Yeah, it looks good.
I think the color correction on this season is much cooler. It's better. It totally feels like it was shot in the 80s. Everything looks like it was in the 80s.
All right. I mean, the first one kind of did too.
It did, but I didn't really notice it as much in the first season. But I guess I wasn't really paying attention to it, but
sure.
Yeah.
All I can think about is what's-her-face being so hot the whole entire time.
Alison Brie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chick from Mad Men? And also Community.
I was about to say Community.
Yeah, but I know her from Mad Men.
I never saw her on Mad Men. I never really watched Mad Men.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I've heard that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
Saw some movies.
What did you see?
What did I see? Now you're going to put me on the spot and try to figure out what I watched.
Well, you are 33. You can't remember that far back.
No.
Last week?
Well, I've seen movies at home and at theaters, so it's kind of like they all blend together after a while.
All right, did you see Jurassic World?
I did see Jurassic
Fallen
World.
Kingdom. Let's talk about that. No. Let's talk about that.
Do we have to?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, you don't like it.
No, not even a little bit. It was so stupid. It's just a stupid, stupid movie.
Did you like Jurassic World?
I did quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this is the
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Just call it 2.
Yeah, just Jurassic World 2. It looks pretty. There's a lot of cool set pieces in that movie. But none of it makes any fucking sense, and it's so stupid. Why would you even go to the island in the first place?
Because they have to get him back to the island somehow.
Just, I don't know. You don't care about any of those characters. I was hoping Chris Pratt would have died in this movie, although he technically should have, because the ash covers him up at one point. Like, any human being would be dead. I don't know.
He's Chris Pratt.
I don't care.
He's Star-Lord.
Also, again, I don't care. I didn't like the movie. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Did you have fun?
No.
Wow.
The whole entire time, I kept on asking, what's happening? Why are we here?
Tonally, it was a very different movie.
Tonally, yeah, cool. Like I said, there's great like visual moments. Like the director is too good for this material in this movie. That's the biggest problem. He's there trying to do like an artsy thriller movie.
Yeah, there was some of that.
Where like the material he's given doesn't translate and doesn't make any fucking sense. I hated the cardboard characters that they had in the whole movie.
The what?
The geek guy that all the throwaway quote-unquote funny lines. And then the vegetarian dinosaur
expert,
veterinarian
who never
expert,
saw an expert
who's never
dinosaur.
Seen a dinosaur yeah. in her life but is an expert. Yeah. That's a real bad movie.
I didn't hate it as much as you did, apparently, because I had fun watching it.
Really? What was so fun about it?
It was just...
Name one fun thing about that movie. One.
Dinosaurs?
No, that's not fun, because Jurassic Park did that a long time ago, and it did it way better.
Invalid.
Your comment's invalid.
No. The Indoraptor? Is that what it's called?
Oh, my God. And the little midget dude... doing a midget Trump impression the whole entire time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The auctioneer guy with the fake teeth and the
Toby
Trump hair.
Jones or whatever his name is.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. The short guy.
He was in Marvel movies.
He was in
the first Captain America movie. He was the Red Skull's
right-hand
man.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You're totally right. Yeah. That was him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was also in The Mist.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
I don't remember him.
Apparently.
Doctor Who.
The voice from the other room says Doctor Who, so... If he's British, he was in Doctor Who. Or Harry Potter.
Harry Plotter.
Yeah.
So
I'm just going to leave it. I didn't hate it as much as you. I actually had a good time.
Did you like it more than the first one?
No, I don't like it more than the first one, no. I liked it better than...
See, what they should have done... Because what's going to happen in the sequel?
Yeah, they're going to be roaming the world.
It's going to be fucking Planet of the Apes with dinosaurs.
Planet of the Dinosaurs.
It's fucking stupid. I don't even want to see this fucking movie.
Don't go see it.
I won't.
Don't.
But
nobody's forcing you.
I'm going to eventually see it on TV or some bullshit.
Nobody forced you to see this movie in the theater either.
Well, I was curious. My curiosity got the best of
me. This is going to happen to the next one, too. You're going to be like, it can't be as bad as I think
it is. No, it's going to be worse is the problem.
What about Ant-Man and the Wasp?
I liked it quite a bit. I saw that last Thursday.
Yeah, when it came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I had a great time in that movie.
Yeah, it doubles down on everything that was great from the first movie. Like, the comedy's funnier, the action and set pieces are bigger, and...
literally bigger.
Yeah, quite literally. And the Wasp character is quite more enjoyable.
She
was way more enjoyable in this movie than she was in the last movie, where she was just
actually gave her
whiny.
Something to do.
Right. The Paul Rudd is just so goddamn endearing and charming. Like,
you can't
help but just smile when he's on camera. And the best
part... Yeah, I agree on that one.
I think the best part in this movie is the part where he's playing Michelle Pfeiffer. Where
yes. Yeah.
I laughed the loudest at that part in the movie.
The part where he
grabs Michael Douglas's face and then, like, caresses it just so slightly is pretty great.
Michael Douglas is great in this movie. They gave him something to do besides being...
They gave everybody something to do.
They gave him something to do besides, like, the first movie. All his job was to tell you the science-y stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This movie, he actually had a purpose, in a way.
Sure.
I wish they had Lawrence Fishburne.
Was kind of meh.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking about this movie. It didn't really have an antagonist, really.
It was just like a...
Like a typical person. It wasn't a typical, you know, like the first Ant-Man is almost the same plot line as the first Iron Man.
Essentially. Except there's no double cross or anything like that.
Right, but it's pretty close. So there wasn't like that, I'm the bad guy and I'm out to get what's mine and I'm going to fight you.
Right.
She was just trying to save herself.
Right, and so, doing everything that selfishly person would do.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit different of a...
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, the going into the quantum realm was pretty cool. They showed a lot more of
that. Yeah, that was cool. I enjoyed all the...
What about Michelle Pfeiffer getting superpowers?
I thought they didn't explain it enough.
Yeah.
And if you were going to go ambiguous with it, they should have saved it for the very last thing. Like, she shouldn't have...
Healed the girl, yeah.
Or shouldn't towed her power as soon as she saw Michael Douglas, because she used her powers to help Michael Douglas out.
Right.
She should have saved it for the very end to heal the girl by accident or something.
She's been in there for 30 years. You never know.
Right. And doesn't look like she's been in there for 30 years.
Well, she was in the time vortex.
Yeah.
So, I know... I don't want to spoil too much of like the end scene, which does tie into Infinity War and Avengers 4.
I mean,
4.
It's kind of self-explanatory if you saw Infinity War.
Right. I'm sure everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
But so here's a do you think,
know what happens if you saw Infinity War, you know how this movie ends.
Do you think the quantum realm, that now that he's stuck at in the quantum realm at the end, and there's talk about don't go to the time vortex, don't go there. I'm sure that's going to have – and he has that stuff. He has part of the quantum realm energy in that vial, that container. I know that's going to tie into Avengers 4 like in a major way.
Oh, most definitely. They have scenes – there's pictures with him with Robert Downey Jr. and
okay.
and all those guys with Avengers 4, which apparently it's near their – they're coming close on the editing phase now.
And there's – part of the rumors that I've heard is that there is time travel – and he
supposedly we're going back all the way back to
Avengers, the first Avengers
yeah,
movie,
first
yeah.
Avengers 1, maybe.
Where they're fighting in New York, basically.
Yeah, maybe. It's just a big maybe. We really don't know until we see the movie.
Yeah. Well, they sort of, you know, screenshots, people like, you know, when they're filming, they recreated that part of the movie.
Sure.
So, we don't know. It could be a flashback. It could be whatever.
Yeah. Could be, or like a shattered timeline where they don't know what timeline they're in.
Right. That'd be cool if they like travel around different timelines trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, how to get out of there, yeah. How to go back home.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
It could
be fun. Or it couldn't be. It can't be worse than Infinity War.
It's going to have Paul Rudd in it, so it's going to be fun.
Right. And then there's Captain Marvel coming out soon.
Is that out before Avengers 4 or after?
Yeah, it's the...
So March is like Captain Marvel, right?
I think so.
And then probably May... is going to be Infinity War 2, whatever they're going to call it, Avengers 4.
Is it just Avengers 4 right now?
Yeah, they haven't
We'll
officially...
know the title when Captain Marvel comes out.
I don't think we're going to have to wait that long, but...
That's what Feige said.
It's a long time.
Yep, show is.
What did the voices from the other room think about Ant-Man? Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs way,
Jurassic
way
World?
Up.
What about Antonio? What about Jurassic World? Okay. She gives a two dinosaur paws up.
Claws.
Speaking of Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, yeah. I'm addicted to the Jurassic World Evolution game right now.
Why is it called Evolution? Because they don't evolve.
I didn't make the damn name of the game. I don't know.
They should have just called it Jurassic Park, the game.
They've had Jurassic Park, the game.
Yeah, back then,
right.
Not now.
So, besides the name portion of it that you're already hating on,
I'm
fucking
just upset with Jurassic World franchise.
I'm addicted to this game. It's a park builder game, basically. It's made by Frontier, who did the original Roller Coaster Tycoon games, and they're doing Planet Coaster now.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of on the fence about buying it because I didn't really know how it was going to work on a console version.
But it works, the
controls are, it's really intuitive. It works really well for that kind of stuff. There's enough in there that you have to do, but it's not an overwhelming thing. Like, you're not building a roller coaster. I think that would be hard to do on a console. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this, it's just a lot of fun. I'm trying to get it to where I can just open the sandbox level and just have unlimited money and just do whatever the hell I want. But I'm on the second island right now. There's like five islands. I'm on the second island and just trying to, you know, go through all the missions and all that kind of stuff. Velociraptors keep on getting out and killing people. It's always fun.
Clever girl.
They're clever girls. I recommend this game to anybody that's into park builders or sim style games.
Yeah. I think my girlfriend would be into that. She was very interested in playing the game.
Okay. I think she would enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's difficult. Though,
well, is there like a adjustments on it?
Not really.
You make it easy or whatever.
No, it's the first time I got to the second map, the second island, I played it for about almost 2 hours before I totally fucked up everything, lost all my money. I was like in the red. I'm like, yep, I had to start over.
You are no John Hammond, sir.
I was not a John Hammond, no. Not at all.
You did not spare every expense.
But you do have Jeff Goldblum in the game.
Jeff Goldblum, huh?
Yeah, he's actually one of the... So when you're doing missions and stuff like that, they'll talk to you, and he's one of the guys who's always like, I don't think that's a great idea.
So he's like your guide in the game.
Yes and no. Not the full guide, but yeah. It's fun. I'm really enjoying it. And it looks great. Looks awesome. Especially cool. When you get like really close up on the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Really detailed.
Oh, I also saw Incredibles 2.
I did too.
Yeah, there we go.
It was incredible.
You didn't like it?
No. I liked it.
Oh, you went Sammy like bleh.
Not bleh, but bleh.
Incredible.
Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
So, compare it to the first one.
So, I rewatched the first one like
a couple days before I saw this one. Day before the next one.
Okay. So, I hadn't seen that in like 10 years, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I try to watch it quite often. It's a great movie. It's probably my favorite.
So,
of all the Pixar
out of the
movies.
Two, out of Incredibles 1 and 2, which one do you like better?
That's difficult to say because it's just, I don't know, because they kind of feel like on par with each other.
It feels like a straight continuation.
Yeah, it just feels like a longer version of the first movie. And I it could just be pure nostalgia why I like the first one more. I'm not sure. It's just...
The twist in the movie, I saw that coming, though.
Everyone saw it coming.
And it was just... There wasn't like... just
same
like
thing in, with the twist in the first movie.
Just like in Ant-Man and the Wasp, there wasn't a real major protagonist in a way. You know what I mean? There was a slave scaver? What's
Screen
it? Was
slaver.
Screen slaver.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a cold-looking character.
I think it was a great character, and I just wish they would have made the brother and the sister one character.
Mm.
I think that would have played a lot
You know,
better.
They reminded me of the brother and sister from Iron Fist series. I got that feeling from it.
I don't remember.
Iron Fist? The brother and sister?
I don't remember.
They were taking over Rand Industries?
Oh, yeah. Well, I try to forget much as I can about that show.
Have you watched the second season of
Luke Cage?
Luke Cage, thank
no,
you.
No, I haven't cared.
I haven't started yet.
Yeah, I haven't cared to watch it.
But apparently, it's better than the first one. Apparently, there's a episode with Iron Fist that's supposed to be pretty amazing.
It's supposed to set up Heroes for Hire.
Yeah.
Yeah. My attention for anything on Netflix is very low. Because almost everything Netflix original with a few hidden gems have been like meh.
So have you seen any concerts recently?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm poor, Carrie. I can't afford to go to concerts like you.
Well, you can go to concerts.
I'm not rich like you are, man. I can't afford to go to concerts. And
if y'all can't see me, I'm rolling my eyes over and over and over and over. That's not
no, I haven't seen a concert in quite some time, actually. I can't even remember the last concert I went to.
You don't?
It wasn't Anthrax, because I know I went to a show after that. I think I went to a show with Catherine.
You probably
Run the Jewels.
Jewels, right?
There we go. That's where we went to.
Speaking of Anthrax, I got to see them last month. So I went to the last Slayer show, or last tour. So, great lineup. Except for one band that's not really in my lineup, but Testament opened up.
Cool.
Behemoth, nice. Anthrax, Lamb of God, and then Slayer.
Yeah, sounds like a great show.
Great show. I will say Testament.
How long did Anthrax play for?
Maybe
20
like
minutes?
35 minutes?
Yeah.
That's the problem with the opening bands. So Testament, they played a song that I wasn't expecting them to play. They played something off Low. Which wasn't even... I looked up their set list before to see how many songs they're going to play. Originally, they only had like 6 songs in their set list, but they wound up playing an extra one.
Cool.
Which they got to play longer. Then Behemoth got up on stage after a little while. Man, that is a band you need to see not sitting down in this really nice, theater environment. It wasn't an amphitheater. It was a Sugarland Smart Financial Center. It's a really nice place, but... It was weird to seeing Behemoth there, and then everybody's sitting down and watching them, and
why
they're being all evil, and that's a band that they really need. You really need to see them in a headlining slot, you know.
Mm.
Anthrax did not play long enough. it was emotional for me because like I was thinking, how many times have I this the band out of every single band that I've ever seen live, Anthrax is the band I've seen the most. I've only missed like since like 1990, I've only missed like one show of them ever.
Wow.
And that was out of town at a funeral.
Super fan.
Yeah.
Do they know this? They'd probably give you something special.
I didn't get any care package or nothing.
You should let them know.
Show them my tattoo. Well, Charlie's, I have a picture of me and Charlie Benante a long time ago. We both have the same tattoo. He has one.
I mean,
on
he's
this
in
arm.
The band.
So I know. That's
that
true.
Makes sense for him.
I'm not in the band.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
There was a time, a little period, I was friends with like the guy that was running the website. This is back early 2000s. And they did like two or three shows here in the Texas area. Mm-hmm. And I went to like all three shows and like hung out with him backstage at like the Woodlands for a little bit.
Cool.
It was very interesting. I've interviewed him a few times here and there, but you know, it's still, that's like my starstruck band, you know what I mean?
Still, even though you've seen him so many times?
Yeah, still.
Kind of have a somewhat of a rapport with them.
Yeah.
You still get kind of nervous around
him. I still get nervous around him, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I mean, like
I met Run the Jewels twice.
Yeah. You were nervous though, right?
The first time I was, the second time I was totally cool. And they were really nice to me. They even like told me where they were going to go for lunch. I couldn't go because I was working at the time, but I was like, oh, I wish I could go, but I can't. This is when we were in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
It was South by Southwest.
Yeah, yeah. Quick side note, speaking of being nervous around people, I'm meeting in September Michael Nesmith from the Monkees because he had to cancel part of the last Monkees tour because he went home sick.
Mm.
So hopefully he's doing a tour, and I bought the VIP, you know, meet and greet package. Hopefully it all happens, and I'm definitely going to be nervous around that guy.
Yeah. What are you going to ask him?
Probably, I don't know.
You got to have like a couple good loaded questions ready to go.
I know.
Like questions that like he hasn't heard before, even though I'm pretty sure he's heard everything.
You're my biggest fan. Like I did with Mignola at Comic Palooza that one year.
I do remember
that. Who are you looking forward to see here at the show besides yourself? Ah, like, oh, fuck. Did I just really say that?
I remember that. That was hilarious. It was like you couldn't ask them about what's his next project.
Well, I talked to him about that too, but yeah. Like, wow. Going back, so Lamb of God is Lamb of God. I know there's fans of them, and
I like them a lot.
I'm not knocking anybody. I've seen them before live. They're just not my cup of tea, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know I can see that they're a good band and they play well, but yeah. I don't know. But then Slayer came out. They fucking killed it, man.
Oh, they got to, right? It's their last show.
Yeah, I mean, there was fucking fire everywhere.
Quote unquote last show.
Last tour, apparently. They're going to be doing some headline.
Give it 10 years or less than 10 years. They'll be back. They'll be back. In
I
like
don't.
3-4 years.
I don't know. Maybe, but I mean, there's only two original members now, so
3 or 4 years max.
Maybe
they'll come back for like one more time.
Return to Hell tour.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that.
Riding the Devil's Dick tour or something like that.
It was a good show though. I mean, they played some really old shit, and they had like fire effects going on the whole time and the lighting.
Indoors, really,
dude. It was pretty amazing. It really was.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. The whole time I kept thinking of that Great White concert. You remember that?
Or Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah. I also saw the next week, I saw these two bands, Flotsam and Jetsam and Hammerfall with Sean. We talked about this in depth on the last MSR cast, so I won't go into too much detail because you don't even know who the fuck they are.
To me? No.
Yeah.
I do know who Hammerfall is. It's that epic metal crap that I don't like.
One of my favorite bands live. They put on a phenomenal show. This is the last show of the tour.
It's kind
of
like if Smiley Batman had a band.
Smiley Batman had a band.
Yeah, like Brave and Bold Batman.
Okay. I will totally admit they are cheesy power metal.
Yeah.
I mean, just no denying that.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah.
But still, one of my favorite bands. One of my favorite bands
live. It's like
Batman,
Brave and Bold, having a band.
I'm not getting that, but
have you never watched Batman Brave and Bold?
I have. It's really happy and cheery and cheesy.
It's the cheeriest metal ever.
No, there's actually more. I don't know. They're pretty fucking cheery.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's pretty cheery for a metal band.
Yeah.
Like, they're like one, like, arm punch in the air away from being like an Irish jig or something.
Okay. All right. If yeah. if you say so.
I don't know.
But I did the VIP for this too.
See, because you're rolling in the dough.
I'm rolling in that Hammerfall dough.
Yeah.
No, I bought this. There's a website that I use called EnterTheVault.com, and they do really cheap tickets. Where actually during Black Friday every year, watch them. If there's any shows coming up that they represent, they always put shit on half price. So I got the VIP ticket for this show at half the price, which includes a ticket to the show plus the meet and greet with both bands.
I really don't care for the meet and greet stuff.
It was fun. I got
for me, it's not like something I would want to do. I know, like,
I got
you
to my,
yeah, you have
drumhead collection.
You have a thing that yeah. you need to get signed, so it makes sense for you. But for me,
yeah,
I don't really like when the show is over. I'm ready to go home.
Now, this is meeting greets are usually before.
Oh yeah,
beforehand you get there like an hour before doors open, so which forces you to watch all the opening bands, all the local bands, which is fine, but
cool.
Apocalyptic is one of the opening bands. I can't remember the other one, but
Apocalyptica?
Apocalyptic. They're a local band. A friend of mine is actually the guitar player. They're
I wonder
really
if they
good.
Get confused with Apocalyptica a lot. Like, people, like, kind of glance at it and like, oh, shit, it's Apocalyptica. I'm going to go check them out. And like, oh, this is not Apocalyptica.
I wouldn't complain. As long as people come into my show, you know what I'm saying?
It's cheating the system is what it
whatever.
Is.
There's only it's only one letter difference. It's okay.
It's kind of like the Who and the band named the Who, whatever. The two bands that have Who in their name.
There's only the Who.
No, there's two bands that have Who in their name, and they Who? Distinctively did that to trick people thinking that they were the Who.
Well, there's bands that split off and you know will call each other the same band. Like Rhapsody did that, and one of them changed to Rhapsody Fire, but they were both. Out on tour, putting out albums at the same time. It was basically the same band. It was just weird. I don't know.
Whatever. So anyway, you had a good time with these shows.
I did.
That's good. That's all that matters. In the end, that's all that really matters.
Are you quoting Linkin Park now?
I guess. Sure.
Yeah. Is it weird that I knew that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's a popular song.
Yeah.
Be more weird if you didn't know it.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So what else is going on? Oh, you know what? I also saw a couple of other movies, finally. Older movies, though. That.
Oh, I know which one you're going to talk about.
What?
Are you talking about? Yeah.
No.
Wonder Woman?
Well, that's one of them. That wasn't the movie I was going to talk about.
What is the movie?
Well, that. I mean, I was going to mention a couple other older movies that I finally saw that I've been meaning to watch since I took a little vacation for 4th of July.
Okay.
I saw The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman.
Did you? I have not seen that.
It was all right. It's a musical.
I mean, I don't hate.
You hate musicals.
I don't hate. No, I don't hate musicals.
You like cheery metal, but you hate musicals.
No, I don't hate. I never said I hated musicals.
Your face said you hated musicals.
What does this say?
Nothing. It says nothing.
It's
at
a podcast.
All.
I just flicked them off.
Yeah. It's not a visual medium.
I mean, I don't think I would
name,
rush out
name
to go
one
see
of your
it.
Favorite musicals.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
You're a liar.
No. I watched that all the time growing
is
up as a kid.
Is that really your favorite musical?
I don't know if my favorite, but what else is there? I don't know.
There's plenty of them.
Name one.
My favorite is Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay. I do like that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah. There's also The Sound of Music. There's
not a fan of that one.
What's the one where all the dudes are snapping their fingers in New York? West Side Story.
Never seen that.
Really? You never seen West Side Story?
Never have.
And
I've seen, you know, pieces of it, I'm sure, but...
What was that? Fiddler on the Roof? That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I did see that as a kid.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Very Jewy, like me.
I mean, Jews are in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it very Jewy. It's very Golden Age Hollywood.
Yeah.
I guess, in that sense, it is
what
Jewish.
What other musicals are you talking about?
I mean...
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is good. Mary Poppins is good, right?
I don't like Mary
Poppins. It's not really a musical,
Mary Poppins though. Is a musical, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They just, it's...
There's more music than movie.
Maybe, yeah. You're right.
I think there's more music than dialogue in Mary Poppins, so...
I don't know about that one. It's been a long time since I've seen it, too.
So anyway, The Greatest Showman was okay. Not great. Everyone
it's
made
about
it,
Barnum and Bailey, right?
Well, P.T. Barnum mostly, but they do a horrible job of depicting any truth about P.T. Barnum. everything they said about P.T. Barnum in that movie, besides owning a circus,
yeah,
is all bullshit.
Really?
Yeah. He was a very horrible man.
I'm going to call it showbiz. I saw that in the preview. I'm like, really? The girl in there?
I don't remember that. I don't think that was in the movie.
You know what? I hate that when they do... They show shit in the trailer that's not in the movie. Ant-Man and the Wasp did that.
Really? What?
There was a shot where he was huge going up to, like, the barge. And that's not in the movie.
Yeah, it totally is.
No, there's a different one. But there's a different shot that they have of him walking in the water. And yeah, it's...
That was totally in the movie,
No,
Carrie.
Not the same shot.
Carrie, it was the exact same shot.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're just envisioning things at this point.
I guess.
You're losing your mind in your old age.
Apparently.
and then I finally saw Ghost in the Shell, the live action movie.
Okay,
It was on HBO.
Okay.
And I was up late. We were waiting for Harry Potter Lego sets to go on sale. And it was keeping me awake, barely. God, that movie's horrible.
I've seen the original anime, but...
The original anime is good.
I don't know if I want to watch this.
The original anime, it's beautiful. I just find the way they tell the story in the original anime a little boring.
Yeah.
I thought the story written for the live-action one was better and easier to comprehend, but it was just a clusterfuck of a mess of a movie that was boring. The action was boring. Scarlett Johansson's worse than that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm hurting anyone's fans of this movie, but it's a shitty movie.
Or ScarJo.
I guess. She's Black Widow, so she's all right.
She has something to fall back
to. Yeah, she has a lot to fall back on. And then I saw Wonder Woman, finally.
All right, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you talk about it.
Good movie. Great fucking movie until the end.
I don't like the beginning. I don't like the whole, like, opening it with a photo, making the whole thing a flashback. I think they should have gone straight to the go, be in the time they were supposed to be in. They should have opened it up with fucking...
I totally forgot about that with a flashback scene.
Yeah, it's stupid. They had to somehow connect it to Batman versus Superman,
yeah.
I guess, which is fucking stupid.
Which I tried... It's a quick tangent. I tried... we had HBO free this weekend.
Yeah.
And Justice League came on.
Oh, yeah?
Tried watching it again. Oh, that's a bad movie. God damn it.
I haven't yet to see it. Now that it's on HBO, I'll probably watch it.
It's okay, I'll put it this way. It's worth watching once, but it's not a great movie. There's cool there's some good stuff.
Well, wow, you really tried hard to say that, didn't you?
I tried.
Yeah, you tried.
Stumbled over that.
Yeah, it's not like, very... Oh, it's hard to admit to, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's hard to admit to that there might be some good scenes.
There's
not even
of,
that, is there?
There's a few saving moments, but not... Okay.
Okay.
Worst villain ever. No, Wonder Woman. Worst villain ever.
Wonder Woman?
Ares.
Well,
it was just...
See, I get what they were trying to do thematically. Like, you know, like there's some studio exec while they're making that movie saying, oh, there's got to be a big battle at the end, right? You got this movie, you need a big battle. And I think they should have went a little bit more subversive about it, where like Ares shows up at the very end and not fight her, but like break her mentally. I think that would have been...
It should have been the British guy.
And, no. What?
The who, I guess what he was, when he took over his body or whatever it was he did.
No, it was him the whole entire time. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw that coming a mile away. When we were watching, I was telling Kyle, like, I bet you that's really Ares. And sure enough, I was right. I really wished if they were going to go that route and keep that character to be Ares, I wish they would have not have a big fight. But, like, kind of just like, see, I proved you wrong. Like, I'm not doing all this. People are the evil ones.
So as we're recording, my wife just sent me this link. Every year, Conan O'Brien does something at Comic-Con, right?
Yeah.
And they always have special edition Funko Pops.
Yep.
Have you seen the ones this year?
No, I have not.
So there's a little video they just shared. So there's a Conan Hellboy, which is pretty amazing. Yeah, I want that.
I like the Predator one.
There's a Predator, there's Ant-Man, and there's an X-Wing pilot. Predator and the Hellboy one are actually pretty damn cool. But I've never been lucky enough to actually win one of those things.
Nobody is. Nobody ever actually win those.
I'm sure somebody does. It's I don't lie. Know who.
It's all inside job.
Pretty much. So, I mean, overall, as a movie, what did you think of Wonder Woman?
I really enjoyed it. I liked the whole World War One aspect. I thought that was smart to put her in that era. I really liked her trying hard to be a hero and help people that couldn't be saved. And then learning a hard lesson that, you know.
I think Gal Gadot, or Gal Gadot, however you want to call
Gadot,
her.
Gadot, yeah.
She's an amazing actress. She's great.
I wouldn't go so far calling her amazing, but she was good in the role.
She is great in that role.
She's very pretty.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, that's what makes her amazing, is that she's pretty.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, she's a fierce woman who's pretty and can hold her own when it comes to acting to other people. Chris Pine stole the movie. I thought he was the most entertaining character in the whole film.
Okay.
I didn't like the way...
His eyes didn't bother you?
His eyes don't bother me like they bother you.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I guess those weird piercing eyes.
Weird
blue eyes.
Blue eyes, man.
Those are weird.
Paul Newman had blue eyes and Steve McQueen had blue eyes.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know, something weird about his eyes. Like to stare into your daggers
in your
soul.
Maybe you
don't
like people with blue eyes, Gary.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe you're just bluest.
I'm not a bluest.
You're a colorist.
So what do you think about the sequel being in the 80s?
It's cool. I just hope they find a good way to explain it. And I hope they find a way to make it matter. Especially since the whole like DC universe doesn't exist anymore, pretty much.
It sort of imploded anyways.
Yeah. So I just hope that they find a way to make Wonder Woman 2 stand on its own while still kind of have some connective tissue to Wonder Woman 1.
In Justice League?
No, just forget that movie ever even happened.
Yeah.
And I think the franchise needs a strong like reboot after they're done with Aquaman.
That comes out
soon, right?
December or something. I think
it's
the Christmas
movie. I think
we're
going to get a trailer at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
with that.
Comic-Con is next week. There will be a trailer for that for sure.
Yeah. So, and then they're going to have Cheetah, which
is Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Which, you know, that
could be great.
That doesn't bother me. It's just the fact that Cheetah's a hokey character.
Well, depends on how they do her.
Yeah.
Depends on how they work the character. You know what I'm saying? Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be cool, but who knows, right? The images that they've released so far looks pretty, and Patty Jenkins has proven herself as a very,
very
competent
very
director.
And they brought her back, so giving a shit
and
ton
gave
of money.
Her a fuck ton of money more, yeah.
Back that truck up. They're like, here, take all the money you want. Come
fix
back.
Fix this shit.
Right? You know what I think it's time for?
What's that?
I think it's time for some metal.
Oh, no.
It's time for George Hates Metal.
Bum, bum, bum.
And we have returned to the show, George Hates Metal.
Do I? I don't think I do.
Well, that will fuck up the name of the segment if you don't. So let's talk about the band we just listened to.
What was the name of the band?
Chemist. K-H-E-M-M-I-S.
Like a chemist?
No, not like a chemist. A chemist.
I don't know what that is.
K-H-E-M-M-I-S.
It's like chemist, but spelled in a different country.
Sure. They're an American doom metal band from Denver, Colorado, formed in 2012.
Denver, Colorado.
Second studio album, Hunted, was ranked number 11 on Rolling Stone's 20 Best Metal Albums of 2016.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the album that got me into it. But the new album, it's called Desolation, came out June 22nd. So what'd you think?
I thought it was okay. Yeah, it was pretty good. They didn't necessarily grab me or anything, but it wasn't bad. I didn't hate it.
I figured it was sort of a softball for you because it's sort of your style in a way.
My style.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a style.
You like that stonery, doomy metal stuff.
Do I?
Yeah, in a way.
I guess. On my depressing days, I guess.
Yeah. So they are named after an ancient city located in Egypt. now known as Akeem.
Akeem?
Akeemim.
Akeem.
Akeem.
Like
Akeem.
Coming to America.
No, not Akeem.
Akeem.
They make Funko Pops of those. I saw them at Bedrock City the other day. I'm like, really?
Yeah, they have, what's his, the singer?
Yeah, the...
Randy Watson?
Yeah.
That boy good.
So, what'd you think of the music?
I thought it was all right. Like I said, this it didn't necessarily, like, grasp me, per se, to, like, you know, if I was, like, listening to a shuffle and this song came out, I don't think I'd be like, oh, man, I need to hear more of that band. But, like, if I was to hear the whole album, I probably wouldn't think it's that bad. If all, the whole album sounded like that, I guess.
Well, it's different. I mean, what do you think of the vocals?
It was okay. Like, you know, it wasn't, like, amazing. It wasn't bad either. Didn't
you come up with some better adjectives for stuff you don't like?
Meh, fuck, it sucked. No, okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. Didn't, like... Like, I didn't want to hear more.
Wow. I thought this would be more of a, you know...
Like, it was good, but it just wasn't great. Like, it wasn't something I want to listen to more of right now. But it's also because I'm probably not in the mood for that right now.
Okay.
I've been listening to a lot of, like, Goblin lately.
Really?
Yeah.
So, horror movie soundtrack stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why. And there's this band very similar to Goblin, and I can't remember the name of it.
Goblin Cock?
No.
No, there is a real band.
Yeah, I know there is. No, this band's... God, what is it called? What they're called? They start with a V.
I don't know.
They sound just like Goblin, but they're more modern.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it could just be that I've been listening to a lot more of that stuff, and my ears are not really...
Maybe.
Tuned in to listen to anything else. But right now, it was all right. Like, I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
All right. That was a seal of approval.
That was kind of like...
It was sort of...
That
eh.
was a... Eh. Like right. A lukewarm handshake that okay. You could probably get from Trump or something.
Sure. Let's go there. I did want to bring up another band real quick. There's another doom metal band that I'm really into.
We only got time for one band, Kerry.
Too bad. Apostle of Solitude. They're an amazing fucking doom band.
So, wait. Apostle of Solitude.
Yes.
So, he's a saint
mm-hmm.
for being by yourself.
Very, very doomy, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah. They're playing here July 21st at a place, someplace in the Heights, I believe.
Uh-huh.
It's a free show. And it's like a 1 p.m. in the afternoon show.
Well, that's why it's free.
Pale Divine and Apostle of Solitude. I'm looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be cool.
What do they sound like?
We can make a George Hayes Metal Part 2.
Now?
No, not now.
No, I'm about to say we just did one.
But check it out, everybody, because I really enjoy that band. They're really slow, doomy, but really, they write really awesome songs. Yeah.
Seal of approval from Kerry.
My seal of approval. Want to move on?
Sure.
Let's do it. Tickle a Geek.
Are we going to?
Nope. We're just going to keep on going.
Keep on going. All right. We're.
You know, before we get into that, I do want to take a few moments. I was sort of remiss last episode where we didn't talk about somebody who had passed away that I really wanted to sort of mention.
Steve Ditko?
Well, we can talk about that. But I want to talk about Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yeah.
Vinnie
Paul.
We're going to talk about him too. This is not turning into our Hollywood Babylon.
It sounds like it.
But I just want to take a few moments and talk about how much I appreciated Anthony Bourdain as a person and as a TV personality. He was my favorite TV personality of all time. As he was an amazing guy. It sucks that he never could get the help that he needed to, you know, survive his depression, and you know it sucks the way things happen, but I really enjoyed his books. I loved his
TV series.
I never
read his comic. Was it any good?
It's really good. Yeah, I need to pick up the second one, but I found the first Get Jiro book at a half price. If you want to borrow it, I'll let you borrow it.
Sure.
I need to pick up the sequel.
I imagine they'll come out with a trade soon.
There, it is in trade.
Oh, it is in trade. Yeah. No, I'll just find the trade somewhere.
I'll just let you borrow it.
You have the trade?
I do have the trade, yeah.
Oh, cool. I thought you had the single issues.
No, I have the single issues of Hungry Ghost, which just came out recently.
He has two comics out.
He's three.
I thought he only had one.
There was two volumes of Gitgiro, and then there was Hungry Ghost, was his second series.
See, I only knew of the one.
But he was also, he was a phenomenal writer. Not just, writing memoirs about cooking and stuff like that, but he wrote some, like crime thrillers, like some noir type of stuff that are really good.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He's definitely one of my favorite guys, and I regret he, at one point a couple years ago, he was here on a tour and someplace downtown. I can't remember.
It was at the Alley Theater.
It was Alley Theater. I didn't go to it.
Tickets sold out. I couldn't go to it. I wanted to.
Next time.
I mean, I like his show, No Reservations, whatever. And what was that other one on CNN? It was a travel show.
There, yeah.
I forgot the name of it right now. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm a bad fan.
I'm a bad fan, now because you made me forget it now.
Sorry. But anyway, it's very sad to hear that, he passed and,
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
He also had that other show called The Taste.
I never watched that.
Yeah, that was fun. It was like a cooking, not a reality show, but like a contest type of show.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that. And he also had the other show called The Layover. Where they didn't really film. They filmed parts of cities, and he just did voiceover type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
That was fun too. I really liked his view on the world and as a human being. He was, man. If I aspire to be somebody, it would be him. You know what I mean?
So you want to commit suicide?
No, don't go there. don't go there. Let's talk about a couple other people that are very important.
Yeah, Vinnie Paul had a heart attack recently.
Yeah, which is very surprising.
That was like about two weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I was driving home with my wife from her parents' house and came up on Facebook. She's like, when I was driving home, she's like, wait, no, this is not true. But yeah, he had a heart attack in his sleep, I guess.
They were on tour, right?
No, he was at home, I believe.
I thought he was on his tour bus when it happened.
I think he was at home, from what I hear.
Okay.
But
I could be wrong.
I'm not a fan of Hell Yeah at all, but I was a huge Pantera nerd growing up.
I still am a Pantera fan.
Yeah. I mean, I listened to a lot of...
shit comes on my Spotify playlist. I'm like, yeah.
Like old school Pantera?
Yeah. Although, what's the 5 Minutes Alone album called? God damn it. I'm having a brain fart.
Vulgar Display?
Is it Vulgar? No.
You're talking about 5 Minutes?
Yeah, the one that has 5 Minutes Alone on it. And it's a blue cover with a skull on it. Far Beyond Driven.
There you go.
That's what it's called. I like that album the most. I think that's, to me...
Really?
I think it's their best album. But that's just what... I think that's what I grew up with. So that's essentially it's
I'm a Cowboys from Hell fanboy because I grew up on that album. They came out... my sophomore year of high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They played that song all the time at my parents' club.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Cowboys from Hell is a great song.
They would definitely appreciate that. yeah, it's a great fucking album, though. I mean, the second half of the album, it's much better than the first half, too. It's just a strong album. And then, if you never heard anything before that, go back and search, because before Cowboys from Hell, they had 4 albums that came out.
They did?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to any of that stuff.
Project, I Am the, Metal Magic, I Am the Night, Projects in the Jungle, and Power Metal.
Nope. And I've never listened to any of those albums.
I'm going to have to play you something, because you're going to be like, what the serious fuck?
I mean, they always change from album to album.
Yes. Because a lot of people said when, Cowboys from Hell came out, they totally changed styles from the last album, which was Power Metal.
Mm.
And that's the album I first saw them on was Power Metal. I've been into them since like the late 80s, which was weird. A friend of mine that was older took me to see them at a small little ass club. And then right when Cowboys from Hell was coming out, they did a little in-store at a little, like a head shop back in the day.
Like a record store?
It was a head shop.
Like a weed shop.
Where they had rock and roll memorabilia and all that kind of stuff too.
Uh-huh.
But I had the first 3 albums on cassette that they were selling, and then the Power Metal on CD, autographed by the entire band. So I have a cassette where Dimebag actually signed it as Diamond which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And then all signed by Vinny and everybody. The only person...
You could probably make some money on that on eBay.
Yeah, I'm not going to get rid of them.
I'm just saying, man.
I probably could.
Make some money off of that.
I need to find the original singer and get him to sign those now. Make it a make it a complete package. You
there
know what
you
I mean?
Go.
Okay, let's also give a little tribute to Steve Ditko.
Yep.
The legendary co-creator.
A couple days ago,
like Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
Legendary co-creator, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, an amazing artist in his own right. One of legendary comic creators, doesn't get enough credit for.
Well, he's kind of a hermit too.
He has been, yeah. And from the story that I read, he had been dead for a few days before they had found him.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
For real?
That sucks. Something I have a little bit of experience with. Not fun. Not finding Steve Ditko, but...
I was like, when did you find Steve Ditko?
But, yeah, I just want to give a little bit of, you know, tribute to those three people that were very important in my life, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if you see, saw any of that money that from the Marvel franchise.
I don't know. I don't know all that situation.
Because I know he was still working right up to the very end.
Yeah, he was working on something recently, too, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that old, truthfully, but I guess it makes sense.
I mean,
he was 90.
Just as old as Stan Lee.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense now, you know?
Stan Lee's, what, fucking 93, 94?
Something around there, yeah.
That man's gonna keel over any day now.
Don't say it, but it's... Yeah.
I mean, the last time I saw him because I thought that was gonna be the last time I would see him in person.
Right, but me too.
He's stubborn. He won't go.
Yeah. Doesn't want to go. I mean,
still making cameos. Ant-Man right. cameo is probably the best one and probably the most realistic of Stan Lee ever.
I forgot what it was already.
He's going to his car with his keys.
Oh, yeah.
And the car disappears. He's like, oh, man, I'm really paying for my time in the 70s.
That's right. When they were shrinking the cars back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that now. So. Want to talk about what's tickling our geek now that we're good and sad about all the people that we've lost?
Yeah, let's talk about something fun.
What's tickling your geek?
So what's tickling your geek this week, Carrie?
So we sort of mentioned earlier that I'm going on vacation.
I would point it to Dave, but he's not here.
He's not here. That we're going to Vegas in a couple weeks. Jelly. We bought tickets to see Beatles Love.
I thought you'd seen that already.
I've never seen it.
Didn't you go last time?
No, I have not seen it. The last time
you went to Vegas,
yes,
you came back with like Beatles Love stuff.
We went to the shop.
Oh,
but the week
store,
that we
the
were
store,
there,
the
right? We
closed.
Went to they call them dark, where they don't do performances for like a week.
Right.
Every month is like a dark week, and the week we wound up going to Vegas last time was that week.
And this is Cirque du Soleil.
It is
Beatles Love.
So we planned our trip basically around seeing this because. We got a good deal on a package deal through Southwest Airlines. So,
Were you staying at?
Planet Hollywood.
Cool.
We stayed there when we went last time. We spent like 3 days in Vegas. We drove to Disneyland for a couple days, and the day we came back, we stayed at Planet Hollywood.
Cool.
And really, really enjoyed it. It was a nice hotel, you know.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of the Strip. It's close to everything. There's a Earl of Sandwich inside.
No circus.
We stayed there before. No, not going there again.
That place is a nightmare, is what that
the
place
last
is.
Time we went, we stayed the first part, we stayed at the Luxor, which wasn't bad.
I like the Luxor.
I like it too.
It's a nice place. Nice modern place.
Yeah. Modern, maybe not so much, but it's okay.
It's not bad. It's a modern.
I mean, Planet Hollywood is a hotel that's been remodeled.
Has it? Since the 90s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It used to be. It wasn't Planet Hollywood until like 2005.
Still have all the memorabilia around?
It doesn't have a lot of it, but there is some. The last time we're staying in a different room this time, but the last time we stayed there, we had the Goodwill Hunting room. So we had like
Applesauce, bitch.
We had memorabilia from whatever outfit that Ben Affleck was wearing in the movie was in our room.
Really?
It was weird.
That's super weird.
And there was like a
People try that shit on while they're there.
Well, there was like behind like you know
people got to find a way to break
you can't
it
get
in.
Into. I don't know. I don't think people were... Maybe.
Maybe.
I didn't try it. I didn't really want to wear Ben Affleck's
Goodwill
clothes.
Hunting.
Yeah.
So what do you what are you hoping to get? What room are you hoping to get this time?
Well, we booked this something called the Ultra Hip Room or something like that.
Ultra Hip
Ultra room. Hip. It was like just a package deal that we got, you know?
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
Right on.
It's fun. We're going for like 3 or 4 days and just...
So besides seeing Beatles Love, what are you planning to see?
We don't really have any other plans.
You're not going to go gambling or anything?
I'm not a gambler. I don't really gamble that
much. Have you
tried? I have.
Oh. And?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
So what would you play?
I don't know. Slots.
Well, that's not... I mean...
I don't play table games.
That's kind of gambling, but not really.
I don't play table games.
You should try 21.
Roulette?
Oh, roulettes.
Or blackjack?
Roulette. Yeah.
I'm okay with blackjack like on computer games, but...
Just try it.
When it comes to real money, I don't
know. Just go find a low-stakes table.
Maybe.
Throw down 20 bucks. See what happens.
Maybe.
You get a couple of free drinks.
I'll go to the penny slots.
No, man, go to a table, spend about $100, get a free couple of free drinks, have a good time. It's totally worth it.
I don't know.
Last time I went to Vegas with the company outing for the company we used to work
yes.
for.
That was the last time I went too.
I had because I stayed 4 days after the convention was over on my own. And
that was like the first year I started working there.
Was that? Was I that your so. First year? That was my third year.
I remember we had some conversation about, I don't remember, or something going
that on. That whole weekend was a blur because I stayed up late, woke up early for a week. So,
yeah.
But anyway, last time I went there with 50 bucks. With like, I'm trying to, it was either 30 or 50. I'm more than likely it was $50. But I went there with $50 knowing that I can just lose this money and be happy with. And I bet it. And at one point I was up like 400 bucks and got free,
lost it?
Got free drinks. Well, I left with $60.
Okay.
One by the time I left Vegas, but that was like 3 days later.
Yeah.
You know, so
where'd y'all stay at when you were there?
Oh man, I don't remember. It wasn't one of those super fancy hotels, but it was the one by the windmill, not the windmill, the Eye of Vegas.
The Link, the battle, or the Link, or the Harrah's over there.
Harrah's. That's exactly where we stayed. Harrah's. Okay. Yeah.
We were looking at the Link because for these package deals there was a good deal for that, but we got a cheaper deal with Planet Hollywood, which is a little bit further down the strip, but it's walking distance, you know.
Sure,
but it's fine.
I don't know exactly where Planet Hollywood is. I don't remember it very much.
It's supposed to be. It's gonna be really hot when we're there, though. So like 110
going
degrees.
Going at the end of July. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, it will be very hot.
Yes. But
well, I hope you have a good time.
We don't really have a lot of plans. We're just going to...
You should definitely try seeing more than one Cirque du Soleil show.
Maybe. I mean, I saw the one in Disney World
a long
time
pre-buy,
ago.
For me, when I was there, I didn't pre-buy any of the tickets.
Yeah.
They have those booths where they sell those half-price tickets.
There's one actually outside of our hotel. So.
Yeah, they usually are around the big...
The other show that I sort of have an interest in seeing is a show at... The thing is, it's the Hard
Chris
Rock
Angel?
Now. No, fuck no. Called Raiding the Rock Vault. It's like a live show with like members that used to be in Yngwie Malmsteen and all this type of stuff. So it could be interesting.
You're going to go to Fremont?
Maybe.
We
went there last time.
Neon Sign Museum.
I haven't actually never been there.
I have never been to the Neon Sign Museum. I've been close to it, but I've never
been
there.
We're not renting a car this year. We're just going to do
taxis and stuff.
You know, lift and take the monorail around or just walk or whatever.
That's what we did. We took the monorail everywhere.
But yeah, I'm going to go to the pinball machine, pinball Hall of Fame or museum or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
there's things that I've never done there that we're just gonna, you know, hey, you want to go there? Let's
the
go
shows
there.
Are definitely worth it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Does Planet Hollywood have a nice pool? I imagine they do.
They do. A lot of problems. A lot of the things we're doing a lot of research into where we wanted to go.
Yeah,
the main reason we didn't wind up staying at the Link is because their pool. There's a party pool.
So
during the summer, they have like a DJ outside.
That sounds awesome.
Not really. You want to go to the pool? You want to go to a fucking, just hang out at the pool, you know?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you don't want to listen to that for hours. Exactly. I don't know. We're going to have fun, I think.
Cool. Right on.
A little bit of drinking. We're going to go out, get some food. We're thinking about... We're trying to figure out where we want to do our nice dinner.
Uh-huh.
So we're thinking of actually going to Hell's Kitchen.
I heard that restaurant's not that great.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't say that.
Yeah, the what's his face? Not Bourdain.
But Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, the Gordon Ramsay restaurant. I heard it wasn't all that great.
There's a Gordon Ramsay burger place inside of our hotel. We might try that too.
I might be confusing the two. It's one of them was not the fancy one, but one of the smaller Gordon Ramsay ones was not great.
Well, this is
because he doesn't run it anymore. He just has his name attached.
Right. Well, the apparently the Hell's Kitchen there is supposed to be really, really good. It's like,
is there really someone in there just yelling at people the whole entire time?
If somebody doesn't scream donkey in the background, I'll be disappointed. You know what I mean?
You fucking donkey!
Oh, then my food's ready. I've always wanted to try like beef Wellington or something like that, and you know.
Yeah, you could. Okay. Yeah, so you could try that here in Houston, but sure.
I could, but when in Vegas.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other cool places in Vegas that you probably haven't done before. Have you checked out the Underground Mall in the Venetian?
Maybe. There's a lot of malls around there. It's all overpriced places that I don't shop at.
No, I mean, it's not something to shop at. Right. It's just something to see.
I don't know if I went to the Venetian. I mean, I've been through it when we went to the Paris.
The underground part where you go through Paris.
And the canals and all that. Yeah. I don't think I've done that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see. I mean, I would never shop there or buy anything there.
Right.
But it's cool to walk through.
Yeah.
Since it's going to be balls hot outside.
Be walking through the inside. Least, yeah,
walk through the inside as much as possible.
Exactly right. Yeah. It's going to be a fun trip.
And when you're leaving at the end of July, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I hope you two have a good time.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. As far as what's tickling my geek this week, is I'm a huge Mission Impossible fan. I don't know if anyone's know this about me.
I did know that.
Did you really? Have I talked about Mission Impossible on the show before?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you've ever said you were a huge fan, but... Yeah.
Well, so Catherine has never seen any of the Mission Impossibles. She saw part of one and hated it and kind of like judged it because she doesn't like Tom Cruise.
I'm not a big Tom Cruise guy either, but...
Well, because you're a crazy person.
He's a crazy person.
Oh, yes, he is a crazy person. There's no denying that. But he makes excellent movies. Like, his movies are always fun, with the exception of Mission Impossible 2. So, anyway, I sat down Catherine and we watched Mission Impossible 1, 3, 4, and 5.
Totally skipped 2, huh?
I don't, that doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they never made one. They just skipped to 3 for some weird reason.
Oh.
And
it's like skipping the like floor 13 in hotels.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. It was a rebuild year that year. And so I'm very excited to go see the new one, and I'm also seeing it at the new Alamo Draft House.
La Cintura?
La Cintura. So
I worked on that project. You know that?
Good job.
No, La Cintura. I worked at it's been way over 10 years, maybe close to...
When they were still in River Oaks?
No, West Oaks. I worked at an engineering company.
Oh.
Doing AutoCAD work.
Oh, cool.
And I actually worked on the plans for La Cintura.
Wow, thanks for taking so long to build it, Carrie.
You're welcome. I worked for a civil engineering company, so we just worked on the storm drains and shit like that.
Oh, gotcha.
Design and parking lot grading and all that kind of boring stuff.
Yeah, so I'm excited to check out the theater and see what it's all about.
Yeah, they closed the other one down, right?
Yeah, the other one's completely closed down. I saw their last movie there.
So where is it in La Cintura? Because I know where...
So it's at the very end of La Cintura.
It's such a horrible place to get around.
Yes. So my advice to anyone who's going, I drove there and stoked it out kind of deal. Make sure I know how to get there.
Staked it out?
Staked it out. Now stoked it out. So you take the very last... When you turn into La Cintura, take the very last turn in as possible, which is, I think, Trader's Village. Trader Joe's.
Thank you.
And you go down there and make a right, and you'll be at the parking
garage. Is it a brand new building?
Yeah, brand new building, brand new parking garage.
Might have to go check it out.
Yep. I'm excited. Mission Impossible next week.
What comes out this week as we're recording? I don't remember.
Don't know. Nothing.
Skyscraper or something like that?
Oh, probably. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
With the missing leg.
Right. So I hope Mission Impossible is good.
Yeah. I hear good things.
I just read an article today from Simon Pegg that during the filming of Mission Impossible, maybe it was 3 or I can't remember which one.
Do you remember what happened?
No. He was talking about how... He's coming out admitting that he had a drinking problem. And he was depressed and all this kind of stuff.
Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. He was fat the article in those today. Movies.
Yeah.
Or fatter.
Right.
I wouldn't say he was ever. I mean, I'm a fat guy. I can't call someone else fat.
Right.
So
we don't have the right.
Well, I've lost 35 pounds, homie. So tooting my horn.
Now you look, you can tell.
No, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. I worked hard to get here. A lot of sacrifices.
That sacrifices have to be made sometime.
Yeah. I haven't had bread in, with the exception of my birthday, I haven't had bread in like 2-3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. It's,
that's usually what I do when I go back on my diet hardcore, which I just started that again.
Haven't had bread and haven't had sugar.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really cutting sugar.
Bread and sugar for me. It's, that's what does it. I mean, in working out.
Yeah.
It does it.
That's what I've been doing.
It's not that difficult, people.
Yeah, it's not. It's not hard. Just eat real food, smaller portions.
Yep.
And no bread.
That's right.
Bread sucks. At least for fat people like
until me. You go to Vegas and then it's off for a week.
Well,
in moderation.
In moderation, right? Everything's okay in moderation.
Yeah.
Just, you know, have fun, but don't be crazy.
Right. Go to Paris and eat like loaves of bread.
Just the baguettes. Like, give me all your baguettes. You can just start just like walking down the street chewing down baguettes.
Right. I think that's it.
It's all fit to print, huh?
Let's talk about our sponsor real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about the sponsors.
If you're looking to pick up what's coming out next week is E3. There's a bunch of new Funko stuff coming out. But if you're looking for Funko right now, you go visit our sponsor at tantrumcollectibles.com.
It's a tantrum.
Don't have a tantrum. Go to Tantrum Collectibles. Put in the code MetalGeeks at the end. Guess what they're going to do?
Give you 10% off.
Your entire order.
Entire order.
That's awesome.
Save tax.
Yes, exactly right. If you're also looking for Bandai, Artifacts, Ben Presto, and more. But yeah,
I haven't seen any new Funkos, Carrie. What's up with that?
I got one right there.
What's that?
The Enchanted Tiki Room.
Oh, shit. That is new. Look at that.
That's it.
That looks pretty cool. There was this one Funko that I was like, I wanted to get it. And
what was it?
I'm trying to remember now because I saw it at the Disney store. I went to the Disney store recently, and I bought the new DuckTales collector set.
What is that?
So for the new DuckTales show, yeah. They came out with like the little vinyl figurines.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I can't remember what the Funko thing is now. It's a car. It's a giant car thing, and I'm drawing a blank. I'm going to remember it
a tomorrow.
Car? Yeah, it's one of the vehicle ones.
So is it a Disney property or the Marvel?
I think it's a Marvel property.
Okay.
It's going to come to me later when it's not important. You know, I'll remember it later.
I'm going to get text at 4 a.m. That's what it is.
And then you'll just say, go to Tantrum Collectibles. They probably have it.
You might get it for 10% off, too.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
If they have it.
I talk on the show. Hopefully, I would get it 10% off.
Yeah. Everybody gets it 10% off.
Well, because that's everyone's part of the show.
That's
it's
right.
We're a collective. It's a community show.
Well, on that note, thanks for tuning in to the community show. Let's talk about our social medias. Of course, you can find Metal Geeks on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Metal Geeks.
That's
you can
right.
find us at our website at MSRcast. Or actually, it's MetalGeeks.com or MSRcast.com.
Oh, we're .com
MetalGeeks.net. I'm sorry. MSRcast.com. Same place. You can find us now on Spotify.
Whoop, whoop.
You can find us, of course, on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Give us a review there. Stitcher, Google Play, all that stuff. If you need to send us an email, you have a comment or request or any of that good stuff.
Or just bitch at Carrie how bad he sucks.
Or if you want to, you could put attention George in that. It's msrcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And you can find our illustrious friend here.
Dave?
Dave.
At DaveMissing.com.
DaveMissing.com. That's not what it is. You can find him on Search for Geekazoid on all the social medias.
And Red Viking
and
Dave.
Red Viking
on
Dave.
All the social media.
That's right.
And DaveIsMissing.com.
DaveIsMissing.com. I'm sure that's probably a website.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's probably like some kid missing.
Or porn.
Or porn. It's usually porn.
It usually is.
And you can find me at George Tripses on everything social medias. More importantly, Speak No Evil issue 3 is out now. Go to graybearcomics.com, GRAY, to get your issue today.
I need to get my issue.
Well, we're shipping out Kickstarter stuff soon, so you should get it.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, you should be getting it very soon.
Very cool. I've read it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I'm in it. Of course I liked it.
Well, I mean, besides you being in it, did you like it?
Okay, yeah, it's good.
I mean, you're biased, so I appreciate it.
Why am I biased? I could tell you if I didn't like it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
I would.
Not to my face.
Not to your face.
Yeah, not to my face.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to episode 150 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. We will see you guys very soon.
Later.
Oh, shit. What's that?
We do something, right?
Keep
it funky.
Keep it
chunky.
Geeky.
Yeah, geeky.
And
always keep it metal.
There you go.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Welcome to the Soul Forge. A place of silent mystery, quiet contemplation, and outright mayhem. Join your host, Sean Vanderloo, as he guides you through the adventures of living. Together, we'll talk about life and love, sex and dating, joy and heartache, memories and loss, and so much more. Don't worry, it's not nearly as pretentious as it sounds. Get ready for life, the universe, and everything. On the Soul Forge.
SoulForgePodcast.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.